Okay, we're starting now. Sorry for the technical error. Okay, now, here we go. Amma, we're five lines down on Lamed Ahmed Aleph. Amma Rav Asi, Amma Rav. Right, so Rav Asi said in the name of Rav, V'imri La, and some people say, Amma Rabba Ben Isi, Amma Rav. Okay, so Rav said something. Now, a list. You should write this down. Number one, Rebbe Meir. Number two, Rebbe Yossi. Number three, Rebbe Yeshua. Number four, Rebbe Elazar. Number five, Rebbe Eliezer. Yes. Five, yeah, whatever. Kulhu, all of the aforementioned five, yet Sevira Lahu, they hold, yeah, De'ain, the Dal is a prefix, De'ain, there's no Shani, that is doesn't, a Shani, always says Shlishi, does not make a Shlishi, Bechulin, in Chulin. No. Okay. Rebbe Akiva, that's the whole thing. Right, going back to the Mishnah, we said, right, Rebbe Akiva brought from the Posuk with the loaf, yeah, with a loaf, that he says the loaf, it doesn't say Tomei, it says Yitzma. To tell you it's going to metame acherim, and over there it was talking about chulin. It was not talking about truma. Right. So we see that according to Rebbe Akiva, he holds this. Have you been looking at the art scroll? No. Yeah. Also, Shimon said this as well. Yeah. But I thought that was a swerve ball. No, that was somewhere. He somewhere mentioned that somewhere. Shimon was started telling me things like that. This, I don't know. It just made Rebbe, no, somewhere the art scroll said that point. But Rebbe Akiva holds the Shlishi. This is, he's famous. He holds the Shlishi in Chulin, which is a big Chiddush. We have five people who disagree with him, which actually is going to be more, you're going to see. Okay. Rebbe Meir, number one. Yes, to that, we got a Mishnah. Kol, right? Anything. Hatotun, Totun means requires, Bias Mayim, to enter the water, which means basically a mikveh, Medivrei Sofrim, from the words of the Sofrim, which are the rabbis, meaning this is a din de rabbanon, right? Anything that the rabbis said that if you touch these things, yeah, you've got to have like a, you've got to go to the mikveh, yeah, Metami es a kodesh, these things will Metami the kodesh, right, or poisel as a truma. So if it's metame, means that it gives it the power to, it affects it and it can pass it on. So that means it's going to make it to into a shlishi, which can make a ravine. Yeah, and poisel as a truma, and it's poisel the truma that makes the truma a shlishi. Yeah, and now here we go. A mutter bechulin is mutter bechulin uba maisa, and maisa means maisa sheni. So it's quite clear over here. Yeah, that someone who needs to go to the mikmah from the rabbis who say that he is a sheni, so right, he's a sheni. No, could be, yes, could be, but something that would need to go to the mikvah. That thing that needs to go to the mikvah, if it would touch chulin, it would not make it a shlishi.
Didn't we learn that the chulin was a rishon?
Good, that was correct, but this is different. This is somebody who's this is in the opposite. Anyone who's required to go to the mikveh and did not go to the mikveh, if he would from the rabbis, if he would touch this thing before he went to the mikveh, he would make this thing that thus. Okay, that's Divri Rebbe Meir. The chumim oisrim b'maisa. They disagree with regards to maisa sheni. They say that he would affect it, would make a shlishi in Maisa Shady. So, but we see Rashi points out that the Chomim would also agree in Chulin. So, also the Chomim also really don't agree with Rebbe Akiva either. But we just like to put a name to it because Rebbe Meir has a name. So we say Rebbe Meir, and his real name is the Chomim as well. Now, number two, right? Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai was actually, that's confusing. Now we know Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai was actually talking about Truma though. It's a bit funny. If you look at Rebbe Akiva was talking about Chulin, and Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai was talking about Truma. So they do not disagree with Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai.
Question, does Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai, would he agree with Rebbe Akiva?
He doesn't either, right.
Rebbe Akiva,
no, that was the Gemara is bringing in. Good. We're going to get to the parent, and we're going to cause of the whole thing. It fits in, but it was too much at that point. You know, there was cool, right? So Rebbe Yossi had Amram. Rebbe Yossi is like what we just quoted over here, right? On Daf Chof Tes Amad Beis, yeah? Okay, that he said he brought a Ravi B'Kodesh. Now, how do we see that he disagrees with Rebbe Akiva? This is what Brad mentioned yesterday. De'im Isay, that if it is that he would hold, there is a Shlishi in Chulin, Lysay, let him bring the Ravi B'Truma. He should be able to make a Ravi B'Truma. Okay, basically we would put him into the equation. We had the equation that Rebbe Yossi said, right? He said, right, there was two Kal V'Chomers. Let's carry on. Just wait. V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. And he would also say Chamishi B'Kodesh. Meaning, we had two Kal V'Chomers. We had a Kal V'Chomer from Tevul Yom, and we all also had a Kal V'Chomer from Mechusav Kippurim. So basically, if you would have... your starting point would have been Shlishi and Chulin. Yeah, you would have got up to a Ravi in Truma, and you would have got up to a Chamishi in Kodesh. Let's just do one, I'll just show you. Okay, let's go, turn back to Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, so let's go from Amar Rav Yehuda, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, min a Torah ain lo, from the Torah there isn't. Midin v'kalvachoymer yeshlo. Okay, so the Omar Tevul Yom shemutzah b'chulin. Tevul Yom that it's mutzah b'chulin. Poisel b'truma. It's going to poisel b'truma. Kikar shlishi. Right, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the kikar is a shlishi. Right, shepossel b'chulin, which would possel b'chulin. Eino din shiyase revii b'truma. Right, basically, you just start. Okay, fine. Now, number three, Rabbi Yeshua, everyone's back, found the place back. Rabbi Yeshua says, the Tanan. Right, first we're going to say Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oichel, right, Ha Oichel, the one who eats. Right, so the first one is Ha Oichel, means the man who eats. The next word is Oichel, is food. Of a Rishon. So a man eats food that is Tomei. And it's a Rishon. Yeah. He is a Rishon. You are what you eat. A man who is Torah. No, but this is a Gezerah D'Rabbanan. Right. Really, this shouldn't affect it. It's a Gezerah D'Rabbanan. And it could be seen in one of the Yud Ches Tava, but basically the rule is that if a person who is Tahar, eats Tomei food, he becomes Tomei.
At that level.
Right, so according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds you are what you eat. So if you eat a Rishon, you become a Rishon. Now, Sheni, if he eats a Sheni, Sheni, he becomes a Sheni. Shlishi. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be a little bit more complicated over here. He doesn't believe that, right? Oimer. Ha'oichel oichel rishon. So ha'oichel is the one who eats. Yeah, the man. Right, oichel rishon. Or, right, oichel sheni. He eats, right, so he eats either of those. He's a sheni. Okay? Shlishi. Okay, shlishi. What happens if he eats a shlishi? So he's a sheni. So that's a bit unusual. But koidesh. Only with Kodesh. The ain Shani Batruma, but he wouldn't be a Shani for Truma. What's that?
What would he be then?
He would be nothing. No, because Shlishi is kind of like a Chumrah already. So if he eats a Shlishi, it's only going to affect him with regards to his relationship with Kodesh, but it's not going to affect him with his relationship with Truma. Okay, so...
And when he talked about Oichel Rishon and Oichel Sheni Sheni, he's talking about Kodesh there as well?
He's talking about Truma and Kodesh. Again, basically we like this. But
how does it make sense when you say? That doesn't follow his...
Just... Okay. Yeah, no, there's a... The Shady is... Right. But the point, just repeat what we said. If a tahor man would eat, oichel, food that's tommy as a rishon, or food that's tommy as a sheni, it would mess him up, it would poison him, and he can't, and you make him into a sheni, and that means he can't eat truma because he's a sheni, right? And truma can make a shlishi. Now, if a person who eat food that's a shlishi, that would only affect him, that would make him a sheni, right? And sheni, you may think, could affect truma as well, but we say not. It only affects kodesh. You can't eat kodesh anymore, but he could eat truma. Now, what are we talking about? Bechulin, this is talking about when the person eats, because what is this shlishi that he ate? This is talking about bechulin shenaasu al taras truma. This shlishi that he ate was a very specific case where the person ate, basically a person in his house, some people have a house that's pesachtik all year, because they don't let any bread into the back rooms or whatever. Yeah, so this person in his house, he wants to keep the kedusha level of truma. So he relates to all of his food as if it is truma. Right, so this is chulin tina'as al taras truma, So we speak on this, So this is talking about chulin that's made al taras truma. Al taras truma in, right, we're talking about when there's a shlishi on taras truma in, right? Rashi actually is going, it's a different gerser over here. He says, chulin gereda lo, but chulin not. Right, or al taras kodesh lo, right, that bit, there's different ways of learning that bit. Let's just leave that for now. But here, back into the Alma Kosova, ain sheni oise shlishi b'chulin. It's quite clear over there that he doesn't make a shlishi in chulin. Because we said that this case of a shlishi is only a case of a shlishi when he was eating it, his chulin on Tahara's truma, and then there's such a concept of a shlishi, but if it's normal chulin alone, it would not make a shlishi. Now, last one. We're gonna stop at number four. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, the Tanya. Okay, this one's an easier one. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Shloishdon. Okay, a shovin. All three of the following are equal. Okay, a rishon shiba kodesh, whether it's a rishon in kodesh, or right, this it's a rishon shiba chulin, or it's a rishon shiba truma. So we've got three different kinds of rishons. Yeah, we've got a kodesh, we've got a chulin, and we've got a truma. So what's their effect? What do they do? The matamashnayim. Okay, so that's a rishon, right? Is matamashnayim, he makes a sheni and a shlishi, right? A poisel echad b'koidesh, right? So with regards to any of these three, their effect on kodesh will be, it'll get take it to ravi. Okay, now with regards to truma, matame echad u'poisel echad b'truma. Right, so that takes it to a shlishi, because we started with the rishon. Yeah, now with regards to chulin, a poisel echad b'chulin, and his poisel echad b'chulin, meaning it makes a sheni. So we see there's only a sheni b'chulin, and there's no shlishi b'chulin.